Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason. Now, a win in the divisional round means the Patriots are moving on to the AFC Championship, but a Texans loss means their season is over, and so is the career of Vince Wilfork. He says he thinks this was his last NFL game fittingly played here in Gillette Stadium. We caught up with the 11-year Patriot veteran after the game.
I think we controlled the game for mostly part, for mostly the whole game until towards the end, where it kind of got out of hand. You know, we went in, we stopped the run, made it one dimension, got on and off the field defensively, got some turnovers for our offense. So we did some things well, but you know, we just didn't do enough. So you got to give them a lot of credit. It's a good football team.
Vince, Bill said the defense played, he thought, as good as it could, but the offense has got to play better. Any frustration on that part, that sort of thing?
You know what, we win and lose as a team. You know, we're not for to sit here and point fingers, because I'm pretty sure I could turn on the film and say, if I would have done this better, maybe that would have been the outcome. I mean, everybody can say that. So this is a team sport. You know, that's we just didn't do enough as a team to win. And when you get in games like this and this late in the season, you have to be able to capitalize on some opportunities. And I think sometimes we did tonight and sometimes we didn't. So that's one of the things you're going to look back at this game and just seeing opportunities that we missed.
Any special emotions, because you've told us you're considering retiring?
No emotions. I mean, I'll take my time and think about it, but I think I played my last, NFL football game. So, but I'll take the time. I'll do my due diligence and sit back and see if I really want to retire and all that stuff. But we'll see. So I don't know how long that'll take, but I'll see, but it doesn't change the fact that, I enjoyed every bit of my career. I enjoyed 11 great years in New England. I enjoyed 2 great years in Texas with these teammates, unbelievable teammates. I couldn't have any better teammates from both organizations. And you're talking about organization itself. I mean, top of the class. I mean, they're just two owners that anyone would love to play for.
Does it make it any more special to be here in this building?
It's never special to lose.
This is not how you wanted to go out, though, Vince.
Yeah, but you win some, you lose some. And, it is what it is at this point, We had a great season. We had an up-and-down season, and we turned it on. At times, we showed we can be a real good football team. I think we showed tonight that we can be a good football team. But we just didn't make enough plays down the stretch. We just didn't make enough plays, So going forward, you're going to look at family, you're going to look at this situation and realize you're close. And, this team is close. To come in on the road and play the number one seed and some say the best team in the NFL, then and put up a fight basically for 3 quarters. Basically until the last first down they got. Just goes to show you the guts that this team has. They have a winning mentality. So it won't be long before, this organization start reaping the benefits for everything that they've done, the players, the scouting, the coaching, the ownership, the city. So I'm looking forward to that.
Thanks.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.